You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on. We're on, and we're doing some new stuff here in the second half of the hour. It's a whole new thing we're starting. Wanda, why are we changing the way we do things a little bit?
Because that's the way the world works. Things change, and you move forward, and just get better.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's called evolving.
Oh, yeah, that's a good word.
Now, Wanda, I know you were looking up some stuff back there that you wanted to talk about. Why don't you hit me with some?
Well, we were talking about coffee earlier, and I just wanted to see if you had had enough coffee today, because I was kind of getting a little crazy with the coffee and the...
Yeah, thank you for taking the coffee.
The Cuban crack.
Yeah, that was really crazy back there. Yeah, I've actually been trying to decaffeinate. I'm trying to sleep 2 or 3 hours a night now. But we've got something coming up next week that may make me drink a little bit more coffee.
Yes, it is the Friday before Memorial Day. We're going to do the morning show.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah, I am excited.
We're going to do the morning show. It's going to be great. We're going to have a good time. And, you know, we're going to talk about donuts.
Donuts, yes. In fact, the average American, I was just reading, the average American eats 31 donuts a year, which is weird because I've been thinking, like, all of a sudden I've had this craving for donuts. All of a sudden it's been like the last 2 weeks. I just can't get enough donuts. And well, I think I might be over the average.
Well, you need to
be. For once in my life, I'm above average.
Yes. Well, Wanda, actually, you're always above average. Oh, well, and you better get those donuts because there's some people out there that don't need donuts. You better eat their donuts.
You know, it said that more than 25,000 donut shops in the country that. There are more than 25,000 donut shops in the country, which means they are pumping out more than 10 billion donuts a year.
Well, listen, there's a great donut.
These are amazing stats, folks. This is news.
That is news. That's news you can use.
Exactly.
News you may want to lose after you use it, though.
All right, so cut down on the donut eating.
Yeah, exactly. Salty Donut in Wynwood is great. It's right around the corner from my office. I go there. I don't know how.
Salty Donut.
Yeah, it's Salty Donut. It's actually really good. They have all these great things they sell out.
I'm conflicted.
Yeah, well, listen, come see me in Wynwood and we'll go get a salty donut.
Okay, and coffee.
And coffee. Well, we'll go to Panther, go to Dr. Smooth's. I love that stuff in Wynwood. I just have a little bit too much occasionally.
What's your favorite donut?
What's my favorite donut? Well, I really like the Krispy Kreme glazed lemon donut. There you go. Or I really like, they don't have them anymore. I like the plain cake donuts with the little with the little white powdered sugar.
Yeah.
They used to serve it on the Turnpike. They got rid of all those stores. My favorite place to get it was Okahumpka.
Yeah, my favorite is the cake donut. Without the plain cake donut.
I love plain donut with like a nice coffee, but then I'm sitting there having too much coffee.
Yeah, well.
You know you're addicted in coffee when you're going up the Turnpike and you're stopping at every single one of those places, not to go to the restroom, but to get another coffee. I've seen that person zip by me occasionally on the highway.
That sounds dangerous.
It is dangerous.
It sounds unhealthy.
It is unhealthy.
What else have we got here?
Well, I don't know. You tell me.
Another thing I read. The key to true happiness. This is important.
Yes.
You need to turn your phone off. You mean your cell phone, not your landline.
Right.
Your phone at 10 p.m. Turn it off.
I 100% agree. In fact, I'm talking to Vivian all the time. Vivian stays calm looking at Instagram and helps her go to sleep, but I don't like it because it throws all that blue light that keeps you up. In fact, I have my Do Not Disturb on my phone starts at 9:30. Starts at 9:30, and I actually moved it to operate later in the morning. It used to start at 7. Now I made it at 9 because I want peace and quiet. And I'll tell you something else. Let's talk about email for a second.
No.
One of the things that I do to keep control of my life and stay calm is I don't do email till I'm ready. I don't do it until I'm ready. 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock is when I start doing emails because I need to get my stuff done first. And when you're doing emails, you're doing somebody else's agenda.
Uh-huh.
Was I in a rant there?
Yeah, I was just thinking it's all about him.
It is. Well, in that case, it was. That time, it was all about me. But really, I do try to keep my hand on the emails. And if somebody needs me real bad, they know how to get me.
So anyway, shut your phones off after 10 o'clock. They say it messes up your body rhythms and you get lonely, depressed, and you have sleep issues.
Well, 100% sleep
issues.
There you
go.
Lots of people have sleep issues.
Information you can use.
Yeah, and maybe
folks,
you want to lose it.
All right.
So what else you got for me out there?
I've got the 5 random facts for Thursday, if you're interested. Are you?
Randomly?
Random.
Yeah, just give it to me.
You want 5? No, I'm going to give you one anyway.
Give them to me out of order.
Okay. 54%. There was a 54% jump in ukulele sales in 2013, and the National Association of Music Merchants thinks it's because people wanted to play them in quirky YouTube videos. And then I thought about the bar, the ukulele, which used to be there.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
The uke bar.
The uke.
Yeah, I know
on
the
Biscayne.
Uke. 100%.
Rode by there the other day, don't even recognize the place.
Yeah, well, that's because all the people like me are changing the face of Miami.
Okay, oh, here's another one. Cheese, not one of the 27 ingredients listed on the side of a can of Cheese Whiz.
Pardon me?
All the ingredients, no cheese.
Wow. So then it's a chemical.
I checked it out too.
It's a chemical thing.
It's mostly chemicals and some stuff that I don't really know what it is.
Well, that's what crackers are for.
Okay. So anyway, let's see what else. Oh, the original piano was created by Bartolomeo Cristofori in Italy in the early 1700s, and it only had 54 keys, not the 88 keys today's pianos have.
I saw this great story on the news the other day about a guy who only has four fingers and can play piano, and it was great.
Yeah,
like he played it at a concert at Carnegie Hall. Someday we'll play Carnegie Hall.
Someday.
Yeah, we will.
Harmonica.
Yeah, there you go. Well, we'll have Bruce. Bruce will lead us in there with
know.
The harmonica.
I keep trying to get him to teach me a song.
Well, he will. He will. He will.
So that's it. That's some fun facts for Thursday on a fine Thursday, May 17th, day after my birthday.
It is the day after your birthday. Yeah. And happy birthday. What did you do on your birthday?
I went to get some blood work done.
Well, that's always exciting
so
to share.
That was the first day, the way I started. Take some blood. Hey, it's all yours. Keep it.
Well, what happened with Polo? How did Polo help you celebrate the birthday?
Then we went out to lunch with some friend. Well, it was a late lunch, early dinner. We'll call it dinner.
Supper?
Supper. That's what they do in some parts of the world.
Okay.
And then came home, cut my hair, and went to bed.
Well, that sounds like a really exciting day.
It was.
You know, I got to do you some jib jabs. I love jib jab. I got this like little app on my phone, jib jab, but I need your photo to do really good.
Get photos off my Facebook.
Yeah, okay. I will.
Right click, save as. There you go.
Genius. Pure genius. Well, now I know how to get Polo. Now I know how to get Polo also. So, Wanda, tell me a little bit about what you got. What's your favorite thing about working on the show?
On this show?
Yeah.
Hanging out with you.
Oh, I love you. Here's
and playing, $5. And finding cool music to just pep up the show.
There is cool music. You I got like anything it. Good coming for the next one?
Oh, I do.
Okay. You're going to do some.
I'm not. Yeah, okay.
You got some Elvis for
sometimes
us?
Sometimes I'm
usually
torn.
You do
I have
Elvis.
To go with a mode.
Yeah, well, you got
some Elvis? No.
No Elvis this time?
I tried to plan ahead, and I got my list here, and But yeah, there's some
go the way you want to feel. Go the way you feel. Is those new beats? Are those
I'm
new beats
it.
You wear in there? You got new headsets?
Well, they are relatively new, but yeah.
I hadn't
beats,
seen
are
them.
They?
I
no,
hadn't seen
there's
them.
Some Bacardi. Actually,
oh, I thought they were Beats. They look well. A B is a B, you know.
It's just because they're colorful.
Oh, they are. Well, you're colorful.
They match your
too.
Shirt.
They do. Well, I
orange, folks. In case you can't see through the radio.
Yeah. Well, I went to the Marlins game. This is actually something good. I took Mom to the Marlins game. We had a great time. I want to thank John Albert Rodriguez of the Marlins for coming and bringing a goodie bag for my mom. A nice pink shirt, a noisemaker, a shower cap, hat to wear in the pool. It was just really cool stuff. But what it really did was it made my mom feel special, and that made me feel special.
I think you're your mom's noisemaker.
I am my mom's noisemaker. And so she likes to say, you better watch out because the apple don't fall far from the tree.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to have her on when we do that show. She's gonna,
excellent.
She used to write the cooking column for the Jewish Miami Herald insert. So she's going to come on. She's going to talk about some of her great dishes that she makes for me that I can't eat as much anymore because I'm getting older and I'm getting fatter. And I got to say,
you're not.
I know. I'm
stop got, it.
Well, I'm, you know.
Okay.
So she's going to cook her. She makes a great rice casserole. She brought me these great cookies today. I only had one, Vivian. Don't worry.
Yeah.
And some more of that apple cake that she makes. My God, it's just so delicious.
I had fried ice cream for my birthday.
How do you fry ice cream?
I don't know.
Doesn't
I never had. I never had experience before. I don't really know what they do. We went to
is it in
a
like
nice,
a container
restaurant.
Thing, and then the ice cream's inside, maybe?
Yeah. There was some sort of containment, and then it was on the inside. But it was very good. I'm not sure where the fried part was. But
probably
yeah.
on the outside.
Yeah, that all that stuff.
What flavor did you have?
Oh, vanilla. I'm not a crazy girl.
I love pistachio.
Or sometimes I'll have some chocolate, the chips.
Yeah.
In the, I like
yeah.
that. Chocolate
I love pistachio. My favorite's pistachio. When my wife finds that Haagen-Dazs pistachio, forget about it. It's the best.
Oh, the best is the Steve and Colbert ice cream from Ben & Jerry's.
Huh?
What's Ben & Jerry's. It's Stephen Colbert.
What's in it?
I think
it?
It's Americone. Americone Dream. That's what it's called.
Americone Dream?
Yeah.
So it's like an ice cream cone?
It's It has ice cream cone in it. It has some nougat stuff.
Cherry stuff?
Vanilla,
like red?
No cherry. No vanilla.
Red?
No
red?
No, there's
What's
no
blue?
Red.
Anything blue in there?
There's no color. It's just flavorful.
Okay. Well, it sounds delicious.
Yeah, it is. It's yummy. It's Stephen Colbert. Come on. It's exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting and it's probably
And it's
funny.
Crunchy. There's some crunchy things that make it, yeah, it pops in your mouth. Oh, like that Rice Krispie. I think some of that kind of stuff is in there.
I love that stuff.
You got to try it out.
I love that stuff. All right, well, listen, let's go to a break, play some rock and roll music. We're going to come back and have some more fun.
Okay. And I hear the ocean calling, and I feel my spirit falling. I remember old Sorrento, where I fell in love with you.
The immigrants.